こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントをしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。じゃあ一つ目のニュースいきます。約70万人のハイチの人々がコレラ感染を広めたとして国連を提訴しています。2010年にハイチでコレラが大流行して60万人が感染、8300人が死亡っていうことがあったんだけど、もともとハイチでコレラが見つかったケースがなかったため、その原因が何だろうっていうことだったんだけど、調査の結果、ネパールから来た国連平和維持活動部隊の基地の下水から漏れた汚水の中に同じ菌が見つかったっていうことで、何が起きたかっていうと、このネパールから来た国連平和維持活動部隊の人たちの中に、コレラに感染している人がいて、でその人たちがハイチでキャンプしている、その基地があるところで、要は下水パイプがちょっと壊れてた。でそこから汚水がハイチの主要河川であるアルティボニート川に流れ込んでしまって、でこのアルティボニト川っていうのはハイチの主な飲料水のソースとして使われているので、この部隊がついて5日で下流の人々がもう亡くなり始めて、1ヶ月後にはもう国中にコレラが広がっていたということです。でハイチ側は2011年に国連に直接訴えかけたんだけども、国連は15ヶ月間それを無視したため今回訴訟ということになりました。でこの訴えの中で国連がした間違えたことを2つ主に述べられてるんだけど、1つは、その部隊がコレラのテストをちゃんと全員やって陰性だったっていうふうに国連が嘘ついていたこと、さらにそのハイチの衛生局の基地への立ち入りを拒否したっていうこと、で次は下水パイプに何も問題がなかったっていう嘘ついたこと、その下水パイプ自体にも問題なかったし、流しているのはキッチンの汚水のみっていう風に事実と異なることを言っていって、さらに被害が拡大してしまったっていうことを、ハイチ側は言っています。で遺族と患者への保障とハイチの水質改善24億ドルを求めています。
700,000 people in Haiti are suing the UN for spreading cholera. In 2010, 8,300 people died and 650,000 people were infected with cholera. Cholera did not exist in Haiti prior to the UN peacekeepers' arrival in Nepal, and genetic analysis has determined that the UN troops' sewage in the Haiti camp contained the same strain of cholera that is endemic in Nepal. And 5 days after the team from Nepal arrived in Haiti, people downriver from the UN peacekeepers died from cholera. And these people are basically listing these two reasons for suing the UN. They believe the UN falsely stated that the entire peacekeeping operation team tested negative for cholera, and they also prevented health officials from inspecting the camp. Additionally, the UN stated that the sewage pipe did not have any problems and that the sewage only consisted of kitchen water and not their waste. So they want $2.4 billion to help improve the quality of water and hygiene in Haiti from the UN.
Yeah. このネパールから来た、国連平和維持活動部隊の中の何人が実際コレラに感染してたとかは全然わからないんだけど、この少ない人数が一つの国にこんなにも多大な影響を与えるっていうのは珍しいよね。
Yeah, diseases are probably the most dangerous thing right now, I think, for the human race. So this is just one, this is a microcosm of what could happen. And this is with cholera, which is not good, but it's also not the worst disease or not the most disastrous disease that's out there.
Okay.
Like smallpox, for example,
right.
or the black plague, or some super virus that could evolve from the avian flu. You know.
なんかその国連って法律に対してイミューニティがある あるんだけど、なんか前どんなケースでも絶対にイミューンっていうわけじゃないみたいなんだよね、まあ、だから今回この70万人に訴えられてるんだけど、だってついて5日でもう人が死に始めるって結構早いよね。
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's like a movie. That movie, what was it? Contagion?
Contagion?
Yeah.
With Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It was it was realistic, I think.
Yeah, so so. あれ怖かったもん。Who was the researcher girl?
Which researcher girl?
I don't remember. There was like a female character.
Well, experts are saying that a pandemic is very likely and could easily happen within the next 5 years. Because now we have so much public transportation.
そうね、飛行機とかね。
Well, think about the train system in Japan. People, one person can infect easily 30 people on a train. I mean, directly you're infecting, let's say, you directly infect like 15 people or something. That's still a lot, because each of those people are just as capable of spreading that. And then
just like that movie,
everyone's just breathing the same air and holding the same handles. And the train is actually kind of gross if you think about it.
だからマミあんまり触らないもん。
The
あの釣り革とか。
Can you reach it?
Shut up.
Oh, you can?
ひどい。届きます。
I just hold the bar that's higher up.
あ、それは届かないけど、さすがに。
But then I just get like tall people germs.
Yeah.Yeah.
Like all the tall people are just sharing germs with that bar.
Yeah,
so all of a sudden, all the taller people in Japan are going to drop dead.
Yeah, and sure, people are going to
They're going to trace it back to that bar in the train.
Yay!
Yay, Jana. We're talking about me dying and celebrating.
まあね、あんまりね、こう、なんていうの、気にしすぎもよくないと思うんだけど、まあただ何があるかわかんないから。
What do you think of their demands of this $2.4 billion?
I don't really know what to think.
I am absolutely agreeing with the Haitian people. I think that if you're the UN and the whole point of you being there is to help.
Yeah, yeah. And they did the opposite.
At least do things properly so you don't bring...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, don't bring diseases
like that. 国連お金あるからね。すごい。
I don't even know. I mean, I imagine.
知り合いの人でカンボジアで学校やってる人がいるんだけど、それは NPO でやってて、国連は全然関係ないんだけど、カンボジアにいて、その国連の人たちが視察に来るわけじゃん。その時にもうすごいんだって、待遇が5つ星ホテルに泊まって、リムジンとかで移動してみたいな。だからその、
What's up with that?
いや、で学校建てるって言ってもなんか何その柱だけ建ててもう風吹きっさらしみたいな壁とかも作らないで行っちゃったりとか。 So I mean I'm not saying that every you know single person in Kokuren is evil or anything, but I personally I don't have any insho or I don't really hear good stuff about them. だってさ、国連が本当にちゃんと機能してたらさ、もっと改善されてんじゃないって思っちゃうんだけど。
Well, any sort of organization like this is going to suffer from some amount of corruption and, and laziness and, and corner cutting and people getting paid too much and crap. But $2.4 billion in Haiti will go a long way.
そうね。
And if you brought cholera there and infected 650,000 people, killing 8,300 of them, you know, you can't even offset that with money.
No. And, まあ、ここで問題なのは、そのコレラを、まあ、わざとじゃないとはいえ広めてしまったことと、プラスしてそれをその隠そうとしたこと。できちんと早めに対策を取らなかったことによって被害がさらに拡大したっていう事実があるから、
they were breaking rules.
そう、そこは本当にまずかったよね。
Yeah.
だからもう早い段階で認めてさっさと対策すれば助かった人がもうちょっといたかもしれないから。
Mm.
Yeah, they should pay. I'm sure they can, so why not?
Yeah, they fucked up.
Yeah. Okay, 次。
Sorry, UN. You fucked up.
次いきます。性欲の低下を引き起こす驚きの原因について、イギリスの性機能学の専門家マイケル・ペリンさんが、まあ、いろんな原因をちょっとリストにしてたのでそれを紹介します。あのこの専門家イギリスの人なんだけど、イギリスでは何百人もの人々がセックスレスで悩んでいると言われていて、カップルの 40% が性生活に何らかの不満を持っています。で、あの性欲低下っていうのは体だったり精神に何か異常があるサインかもしれないので、あのただの性欲低下、まあ、大事なことじゃないなみたいな感じで軽く捉えずに、あの、まあ、そのサインを見逃さないようにしましょうっていうことなんだけど、例えば一つ目、靴下を履かないことによって、まあ、靴下を履いた方が性欲にはいいですっていうことなんだけど、
履かない方が普通でしょ。
うん、そう、
okay.
あのオランダの大学で靴下を履いた女性は 80% の確率でオーガズムに達するのに対し、裸足だと 50% に低下するということが分かりました。でこれは扁桃体と前頭前皮質っていう脳みその、ね、中身のところが非活性化することによって起きるものなんだけど、どういうことかっていうと、その暖かくしてあの安心できる状況だとこうオーガズムに達しやすいっていうことだから、冷え性の人とか特に靴下を履いていた方がいいかもしれない。あと育毛剤、あの男性が育毛剤使ってると当たり前なんだけどテストステロンが抑えられてしまうので性欲が低下しちゃう。でワシントン大学によると、育毛剤をやめてもその後40ヶ月間は性欲低下が続くことがあるっていうことで、あとは鼻づまり、あの匂いと性欲っていうのは強いつながりがあるので、あの例えば生まれつき匂いが嗅げない人っていうのは性欲が低い傾向にあるっていうのがスウェーデン の, あの研究機関によって証明されています。で脳のスキャンでもこうフェロモンの匂いを嗅ぐと、あの脳の性的な部分とかホルモンを司る視床下部があの刺激されていいっていう風に、あとは寝室にテレビを置いてるとセックスの回数が半減するっていうのをイタリアの研究機関が発表していて、特に暴力的な映画やリアリティショーを見るとあのもうセックスしたくなくなっちゃうということで、はい、気をつけましょう。
Should I get rid of my TV?
Yes.
Are you wearing socks right now?
Yes.
Oh, you are? According to a sex health doctor, Michael Paring, in the UK, 40% of couples responded that they feel that their sex life is lacking and could be better. Additionally, he believes that low libido is an indicator of physical and mental health problems. And he pointed out a few of the things that are related to this, and he says that wearing socks can actually improve your sex life. Or actually, this was... Where is this from? Netherlands?
Yeah.
Okay, this is by the University of Netherlands. But he says, or they said that you reach orgasm 70% of the time with socks and only 50% of the time without socks.
Women.
Or, yeah, women do. And then there's anti-baldness drugs, which reduce your testosterone level and can contribute to low libido. And even 40 months after stopping these anti-baldness drugs, you will still have a low sex drive. Then stuffy nose can also hurt your libido due to the involvement of your olfactory senses in sexual arousal. The smell of testosterone and estrogen activates the hypothalamus, which is involved in sex drive. And if you have a TV, that... reduces the frequency with which you're having sex by 50%.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So the TV is the worst. You can have no socks on, be taking anti-baldness drugs. Oh wait, that's
really I wouldn't say worse. まあでもあのこういうちっちゃいことなんかこう鼻詰まりとかさあんまり性欲に関係なさそうな一見ことでも結構それが積み重なると まあ、セックスレスの原因となる可能性があるということで、まあ、この他にもね、もちろん喫煙とか、ただ老化とか、あと糖尿病、肥満、あとピル飲んでたり、
There's different reasons for all of these things.
あと部屋が汚いのもダメなんだって。
No, I'm screwed. right now, anyway.
まあテレビはちょっとわかる気がするけどね。確かにそのリアリティショー見て全然本にならない。
I don't know. I feel like people aren't having sex and so they watch TV. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, neither of us are trying to do it, so we'll just watch TV.
それかでもテレビなかったらすることないからやっぱりセックスしてたかもしれないのにやっぱテレビ見てる間に夜中に
Last resort sex?
No, it's just like
テレビないからセックスしようみたいない
やっていうかなんか
技
No, I mean if you いやなんかすることなければセックスしてたかもしれないのにやっぱテレビ見てる間に夜中になっちゃってあもう寝ないとみたいなさカップルは結構いるんじゃない夫婦とか、
Either way it's not helping
そう。
The socks thing is weird. I don't understand.
でも女の子結構冷え性が多いから寒い、寒いとでも確かに安心できないよね。
But that's weird. Like can't orgasm because you're not wearing socks, or I guess because your feet are cold.
そうそうそう、そういうことでしょ。まあでもさ、素っ裸で靴下だけ履いてたらそれはそれでなんか逆に。なんか恥ずかしいっていうかそれで毛が散りそうだけど
Yeah
わ靴下だけ履いてるみたいな
If the girl's wearing socks she orgasms 70% of the time and no socks 50% of the time and I'm sure if the guy's wearing socks then it goes down even lower
Yeah
like if she's not wearing socks and the guy's wearing socks then it's probably at like 5% like there's no way she's gonna orgasm
わこいつ靴下だけ履いてるよ脱ぎ忘れてるよみたいな、
yeah.
まあわかんないけどまあでも暖かくした方がいいっていうことだよねその扁桃体と前頭前筆を非活性化するためにはっていうとちょっと難しそうに聞こえるねまあいつも言ってるけどねちょっとセックスレス改善できるんだったらした方がいいもんね、
yeah. Get your socks on
Yeah, get your socks on, girls次、今年の6月に話題になった生きたゴキブリを操作できるアプリなんだけど、これバックヤードブレインズっていう会社がキックスターターで資金を無事調達できたため11月に実際に発売することになりました、これ買った人はまず氷水にゴキブリを入れて冬眠状態にさせてる間にリュックみたいにこう背負うやつがあるんだけどそれをつけてでそのリュックから出る電気信号がゴキブリの脳のニューロンに刺激を与えてゴキブリを操作できるっていうことですで99ドルで、まあ、このバックヤードブレインズはこれは子どもの学習用ですって言っていますでピーターとか動物愛護協会とか生態倫理学者の人たちはこれは動物で遊ぶなんてひどいとかゴキブリはコミュニケーションをお互いに取れる頭のいい動物で数も数えられるからこういうことをしちゃいけないとかこれを子供にやらせると子供がサイコパスになってしまうみたいなことを言っていてそれに対してバックヤードプレインズは、まあ、この動物実験みたいなものは科学者がいつも閉ざされてはいるけれどもいつもやっていることだから子供がこう脳っていうのはどういうふうに機能するものなのかを学ぶためにはこういうのがあってもいいんじゃないかっていうふうに言っています。
There's a cockroach remote control app called Backyard Brains that comes with a little kit that you attach to your cockroach, and it's like $100. It's like 10,000. They'll have it from November, but you put the cockroach in ice water to make it sleep. But I think you're actually suffocating the cockroach. Really?
I don't know.
They say sleep, but I think you choke it out so it passes out. And then you take it out and you attach the little backpack to the back of the cockroach. And then you can remote control it and drive it around with your phone. But PETA and bioethicists are opposed to this and feel that it's immoral. And it's like, not good for the cockroach. And to that, Backyard Brains claims that it's not really harmful for the cockroach, and it helps educate children, so it's worth it. And it's just a cockroach, so who cares?
They didn't say that.
That's my own opinion.
they just said that scientists always do these kind of things behind closed doors.
Mm.
So, 今更? みたいな感じ.
They used to do crazy science experiments. Like, we have people opposed to cockroach, like,
dude, they still do it. あの、ウサギとかね、もう本当にかわいそうな。あの、 I don't know how much you know about animal testing. I don't know how much you're interested in it. But, 動物実験? あの、今年の初めにヨーロッパで禁止になったんだよね。その動物実験をして作った製品を売り出すこと。
Really?
そうなの。 ヨーロッパはやっぱいけてる。 科学の技術が進んだことによって別に動物生きてる動物に実験しなくてもそれがこう人間にアレルギーを与えるかどうかっていうのは代替案があるわけよね。だからそのわざわざ動物苦しめなくてもいいっていうことで、でそれに伴って日本でも資生堂が今年発表したの、もう動物実験やりませんって。
How do you feel about that?
I love it. It's great. 私、オーガニックのシャンプー使ってんのね、ずっと。シャンプーも石鹸もオーガニックの使ってんだけど、オーガニックのものだと結構動物実験もやりませんっていうところが多くて、私が使ってるシャンプーもウサギのマークにNOって書いてあって、ウサギ。We don't do animal testing って書いてるんだけど、動物実験ってさ、みんなさ、こうなんか、なんていうの、ちょっとウサギにこのシャンプー使ってみて、 アレルギーなかったら終わりみたいなイメージある人多いみたいなんだけど、実際結構やばいんだよね。目薬のやつが見たことない？とかシャンプーとかも、なんかね、ウサギを固定して無理やり、それでまばたきできないように目を無理やり開けとくのね、ずっと。で、そこにシャンプーとかを目に入れるの片っぽだけ。で、痛いじゃん？ 痛いけど、まだ目に異常は出ないじゃん、一回ぐらい。
It's not the no more tears.
No.
Right. They're putting like weird stuff.
そう。
in the...
それを何回も何回もやるの。目がおかしくなるまで。で、はい、何回やると目が変になりますっていう、わかるじゃん。 その結果が欲しいために、ずっとやるの、それを。そう、ウサギは。
What happens to the rabbit's eyes?
It gets fucked. Well, they do it until it gets fucked up. So they know it's gonna get fucked up. すごくない? あとその皮膚とかもね。
Well, they used to do this stuff to monkeys.
Yeah.
And they used to do it to people before that.
だからやってる人もいるんじゃないの? まだ猿ぐらいだったら。 だからその皮膚がおかしくなるまでずっと塗るみたいな。
I'm sure they still do it on people in some parts of the world.
It's so scary. すごい怖いよ。 だから、別にね、全部の製品を動物実験してない企業のに変える必要は別にないと思うんだけど、なんかその動物実験してませんって言ってる会社があったら、なんかどっちでもいいような製品だったら、まあそっちの選ぶことによって、その企業をサポートできるかなって。
What if they're just testing on people instead?
That's fine.
And they say that we don't test on animals, but they're testing on like Cambodian children or something. It's like way worse.
That's as terrible.
They had really crazy experiments in like the Soviet Union, mm-hmm. where they would decapitate dogs and then try to keep the dog's head alive.
Hi. Yeah, I know that.
And they would send weird electrical signals through and try to see what happens and stuff like that. But I don't know. How do you feel about this cockroach thing? I totally don't care at all about the cockroach.
マミも正直どうでもいい。 あの、でもゴキブリだからかな? 何だったらかわいそうって思うかな?
Well, rabbit. That's what you said. So rabbit is not okay. ゴキブリ is okay.
でも、ちょっと待って。 rabbitの、その目とか、だから拘束してっていうのは絶対反対だけど、 これはあれでしょ? だから脳に電流を与えて行動を操作する?
No, you drown the cockroach too, right?
Well,
that's not
they're
good.
Not drowned.
If you had to drown the rabbit and then put the put the backpack on the rabbit.
Oh, かわいそう。
Right? See?
毛がびちゃびちゃになっちゃう。
So rabbit, cockroach, where is the line?
ふわふわかふわふわじゃないかじゃない。やっぱいつも言ってるけど。
No, there's like ふわふわ虫 too.
やだ。毛虫とか。あれふわふわって言わないじゃん。
I don't know.
いやでも、でもマイケルは、ウサギだったらどう？
I don't know. I think it's worth it.
でもウサギは食べれるけどな。
I think it's worth it. It depends what they're testing for. There are certain things that they can test on chimps. And I know it seems fucked up.
Well, no, I mean,
but it's going to save
a lot
of...
What about for this app?
Oh.
This is not a test or anything. It's just for fun or educational
purposes.
Oh,
yeah. If you had to drown rabbits and then put a backpack on them and make rabbits walk around, I wouldn't be okay with that.
Why?
Because rabbits aren't pests, really. I mean, I guess that's just semantics. I personally hate cockroaches, so...
じゃあ他の虫だったらいいってこと?
Yeah. As long as it's not endangered or anything. I don't want any ecological... We're testing on polar bears now. And pandas. We're seeing how many pandas we can... I don't know.
No.
Fly to space.
まあゴキブリを、いやゴキブリをねペットとかにしてる人にはすごい申し訳ないけど。
I think people are going to use this to prank other people. I think that's the main. Most of the people that are buying this are like real nerds, like nerdy, yeah. The nerdy like,
yeah,
like weird dads that like buy this for their kid, and then they're like remote controlling the
それ嫌だね。でも確かになんか自分が結婚して子供いたとして自分の旦那さんが子供のためにこれ買ってきたらちょっと引くわ、みたいな。
What if they have this in schools? Would that be weird? Like they have, it's a race. You have to catch the cockroach, drown it, put the backpack on, and then race the cockroach across.
No, that's
like a,
weird.
Like a track.
Is
that
weird? That's weird because.これだって学習用って言ってんのはさ、いや、脳の働きを学ぶため。でもどうかね、別に。
I don't know. I just
it's interesting that we can do this.
Yeah.
しかも市販できるっていう、like scientifically, I think it's really interesting that we have this technology.、
Yeah.
しかもたった99ドルで。だけど。別にどうだろうね。欲しいかな。これ聞いてる人どう思ってんのかな。欲しいかな。
I don't want it or anything, but I'm impressed by it. I'm impressed that this. I'm not impressed by the technology because we've been able to do stuff like this for a long time. I'm impressed with how this project was funded.
Yeah, yeah.
On Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Because we actually talked about this before, didn't we?
I think so.
I feel like we did.And that it's this affordable.
そうそうそう。で、それはね、本当にすごいんだけど、欲しいかな、いらないな。てか、ゴキブリはまずさ、
You're not gonna handle a cockroach though, anyways.
そうだよ。だってまずゴキブリ捕まえるとこから始めないといけないからね、これ。しかもそれ掴んで氷水に入れるとかも気絶するんだけど、その時点。
Definitely gonna climb on you and
Oh my god.
It's gonna be a disaster.
いらない。いりません。
Alpine swifts fly nonstop for more than 6 months straight without landing at all, not even once. The birds eat and rest without touching the ground. If alpine swifts need to sleep, they do it while they're flying. And the birds stay airborne, they're calling it terra firma, but I guess that just means without touching the ground, without touching terra firma.I guess terra firma is like a fancy science word for ground. But they've suspected this for a long time, that this was the case. After breeding in Switzerland every summer, these birds migrate to West Africa for the winter. Then they fly across the Sahara to North Africa and then Spain before returning north. And this guy, this researcher named Eric...Bachler at the Swiss Ornithological Institute in Sempach, Switzerland, attached these tiny data loggers to 6 of these birds, the alpine swifts, and tracked their activity for the entire time. 3 of them came back the following summer, and the data showed that they had only landed once after 200 days. So the researchers have proposed that they have some weird type of sleep where they can fly and maintain their bodily functions at the same time.
アマツバメっていう鳥がいるんだけど、スイスのあそのアマツバメが6ヶ月間以上飛び続けることができるっていうのが分かりました、スイスの研究機関が6羽のアマツバメに記録装置をつけたところ200日間1回も地面にタッチしてないっていう記録が、戻ってきた3羽から取ることができました。で、1回も地面に触れないで食事も睡眠もできるということで、このアマツバメは夏にスイスを出発して、冬に西アフリカの方に行くっていうことなんだけど、サハラ砂漠を横断して北アフリカを越えてスペインまで飛んで行って、またスペインに、あ、スイスに帰るっていうことです。
It sounds like a good vacation.
飛びながら寝るってどういうこと？
I don't know. It's, well, it's like fish, right? Don't fish do that? Don't they?
They'll like float around.
They're kind of chilling.
They're not swimming.
But there's still water going through their gills. I think like sharks. Sharks have
to. Yeah, but they're pretty passed out though. あの、ナイトダイビングとか行くと触れるもん、魚寝てるから。顎とかこちょこちょしても全然起きないよ。
What kind of fish?
なんかでっかい。あ、でもいろんな種類の魚。みんななんか岩の下で寝てて、撫でても全然バレない。面白いよ。
What? So sharks, sharks too? I think sharks keep swimming, otherwise they die or something. I feel like
that's, isn't that tuna? Maguro. Maguro は止まると息ができなくて死んじゃう。
But isn't that the same as sharks?
でもさ、なんかさ、魚はまださ、こう気が抜けても別にいいけどさ、飛んでると何？気が抜けると落ちちゃうじゃん。
I don't understand.
とか迷子になりそう。
Well, to me, it's not that. I don't understand why they
do this.
Why don't they just land?
ね、な、急いでんじゃない？
That, like, 200 days is a long time.
うん、急いでんだよ。
That's like,
間に合わない。
That's one of the longest marathons ever, isn't it?
うん。ま、急いでんだよ。でも人間も無駄に急いでるときいっぱいあるじゃん。電車乗るときとかさ。
It's weird. They've actually discovered that the way that birds can tell which way to go has to do with quantum mechanics.
出た。
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that they actually, it's really weird. Like they...I forget how this was explained, but it's like they can see very slightly into the future, and like that is what allows them to navigate the electromagnetic fields produced by the Earth.
What?
It made no sense when I read it, but supposedly that's true.
でもなんか動物見てるとこう誰に教わったわけでもないのに分かってることはいっぱいあるじゃん。
Yeah.
人間ってさ、なんかまあ自分が人間だから客観的に見れてないだけかもしれないけど、人間ってそういうの少なくない？
Well, we're just so familiar with all of our senses that
For example,
it seems like, unimpressive, but it's pretty crazy.
例えばなんかさ、うちの猫のね、クマちゃんね、まだ5ヶ月なんだけど、こうさ、なんか顔を洗ったりとか、毛皮をちゃんとメインテインしたり、
クマ
ちゃん、いや、とかなんか危なかったら後ろに下がるとか、all these like tiny little things、he knows、he knows 勝手に、like、no one taught him、his mom didn't teach him、but he knows、and he's a もう出来上がってる cat、you know、he's established as a cat already、でも人間ってそういかないじゃん。
This is like 無理やりクマちゃんの話。
No, no, no. No, because I always feel it. Like, なんか猫見てると、 すごい不思議な気持ちになるの because he knows what to do. He knows how to be a cat.
We talked about this a while ago that different animals see things at different speeds. So
cats
actually see things
differently.
Almost like at a higher frame rate than we do. So it looks like, whoa, how did that cat like know so fast? But it's really just, it's a difference in our ability to comprehend what we're seeing.
5ヶ月の人間とか何もできないじゃん。So I mean, I just wonder what we have as そのなんかもともと
our special abilities or what?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So we're talking, we're building things, we're flying around in like metal tubes in the sky and we're getting these weird pods and traveling to the bottom of the ocean. Like we're doing all kinds of weird. We're going to space. That's pretty weird.
But that's not our like intelligence, individuals though.
But our intelligence is definitely like that weird attribute that you're looking for. The thing that keeps us alive because every animal kind of has to have that own thing.
なんか, we always say that we're intelligent and I believe it. But 例えばこの鳥の量子力学の話みたいに They know by heart. They don't have to study quantum mechanics, but yeah, they know that.
Yeah, they have an additional sense for it.
Yeah, but we could, I feel like we don't have that kind of
there's animals
sense.
Well, look at trees. Trees are like they're super dumb. Trees are super dumb, and they can't even go anywhere. They just have to stay here my whole life. Are you fucking kidding me? if they even had the capacity to understand what we're doing, they would be like, holy shit, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know what else to tell you. That's all I got. I just thought of those trees from Lord of the Rings, the really big ones that like
yeah, that move they have around.
Like they talk so goddamn slow.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Anyways, next, a biblical scholar will be appearing at the Covert Messiah Conference in London to present a controversial discovery regarding the manufacture of Jesus Christ as well as the New Testament as seen in today's Christian Bible. On the 19th of October, American biblical scholar Joseph Atwill will present a controversial new discovery that ancient confessions recently uncovered now prove that the New Testament was written by first century Roman aristocrats and that they actually fabricated the entire story of Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
This is crazy news unless Joseph Atwill's full of shit, but we don't know yet.
So, 10月19日にロンドンで開かれるCovert Messiah Conference という学会で聖書学者のジョセフ・アットウィルさんという人がイエス・キリストと新約聖書の成り立ちに関する衝撃的な発見を発表します。この衝撃的な発見何かというと、最近見つかった古代の書物から1世紀にローマの貴族がイエス・キリストの存在自体と新約聖書すべてを創作したという告白書があることが分かりました。これまだね、これ本当か本当じゃないか分かんないんだけど、本当だとするとものすごい発見ということになります。
Yeah. He says some interesting things actually. He believes that Christianity was a propaganda exercise utilized by the Roman Empire to calm Jewish insurrection.So he basically believes, well, here's what he said, to quote him. I present my work with some ambivalence as I do not want to directly cause Christians any harm. But this is important for our culture. Alert citizens need to know the truth about our past so that we can understand how and why governments create false histories and false gods. They often do it to obtain a social order that is against the best interests of the common people. That's what he said.
だからまあローマ帝国のプロパガンダとして、まあこれがまあ新約聖書とイエスキリストの存在が作られたんではないかっていうことだよね。
Yeah. The Roman Empire was trying to deal with this, with the rebellions, and they weren't doing so well. And they would rather have people just get along, give unto Caesar and pay their taxes. So
right.
that was the idea. The Bible is a really interesting book. I think it's probably the most interesting book I've ever read. Ever. Especially the Old Testament.
Yeah, I like Old Testament better.
So these guys found the Old Testament. Well, they had the Old Testament. And they, according to Atwill, they added this new stuff, the New Testament, and Jesus Christ as to kind of turn it into a political tool.
だからこのあれでしょ？何その50年前だか何年前かにこういうイエス・キリストっていう人がいて、もう救世主っていうのは実際もう現れてるんですよ。だから落ち着いて彼の言うことを聞いてハッピーに暮らして税金を払いましょうねっていう。
Well, they got tithing now too, because there are so many different religions and all of them.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but many of these religions require you to pay 10% of your income
to
that religious institution. And then that religious institution does not pay taxes, which is also, you know, the whole thing kind of gets suspect. And then this guy walks out with a superhero outfit on. You're like, okay, what's going on?
So, nah.
But there's so many. There's so many. Just within Christianity, there's like over 2,000 different versions of Christianity. Just within Christianity.
いやでもこれが本当だっていうふうに分かったら、まずこれを証明するのが大変じゃん。今もうさ、これを信じてる人がこんなにも地球上にいる時点で。だけどこれが本当だってなったらどうすんだろうね。I mean,
well, he's a biblical scholar. This is a you know, he has legitimate credentials. He's presenting at this conference. There's other people at the conference that have the same view that he does.
Yeah.
And I did talk about Gianmarco Allegro before when we were, I think when we were discussing the use of psilocybin and its involvement in ancient cave paintings dating back, you know, 12,000 years. And Gianmarco Allegro, who studied the Dead Sea Scrolls, which is the oldest version of the Bible that we have, believes that the Bible is just an account of psychedelic use.
Joseph Atwill, 殺されないといいね。あと9日だけど、学会まで。
I think it's important that this be discussed.
Yeah.
Let's say Jesus is real, God is real, religion makes sense. Then it'll hold up to scrutiny.
Yeah.
I believe that it should.
So, ne.
Just like everything else.
確かに。
そうね。Just like everything else.
That's true. Yeah, でもこれ本当だったら面白いから本当だったらいいなって思うんだけど。
Oh, it's gonna be... Well, there's so much science and evidence already.
これが本当に scientifically にもなんだ、まあ、いろんな角度からプーブされたとして I'm so interested in what the Pope will say.
I don't think he'll respond to this. But this, in some ways, this guy is kind of a... maybe it's kind of premature to say this, but like a Galileo of our generation.
まあ、これが本当だとしたらね。
Yeah, assuming that he's legit. Because Galileo was... He got in a lot of shit for suggesting that Earth was not in the center of the solar system. And
yeah.
We all know that that's absolutely true now.
日本だとね、あんまり感じないんだけど、その、無宗教ですとか、神様信じていませんとかを。
It's an offensive concept in many parts of the world.
そうそうそう。
If you even tell someone that you're atheist, it's
ってなっちゃうじゃん。そんな信じられないみたいな。
そうそうそう。And like, not even trying to hang out anymore. It's like a big...
ね。それだけでもう友達になれないみたいなさ。
Yeah, and then the defense is typically like, oh, well, it's my personal belief. And it's like, well, personally, I don't believe that shit. So how about
yeah,
not giving people a hard time, whether you do believe or you don't believe or whatever.
Yeah.
How about we actually allow the discussion to at least take place?
Yeah.
Because people used to say like, oh, you're... that's blasphemy. And they'd kill you. You would die. You would be burned or stabbed or whatever.
Nah.
Hung. Like, if you even spoke bad about this religion.
今まで歴史上で宗教のためにどれだけの人が死んでるか、まあ、今もじゃん。
Yeah, even right now.
だから、it's so crazy.
Just watch. There's all kinds of... Every time I see Obama speaking, he has to pretend that he's religious. Because before Obama became president, he was never really that religious. He never really referred to God that much. All he did was talk about when he was smoking weed. And now he's president, and he's like, you know, saying all the God stuff. And
だってアメリカなんてさ、you know. アメリカなんてだって裁判もそうじゃん。裁判所で発言する前に聖書に手を置いて、本当のこと言ってるか誓わされるわけじゃない。そのなんか裁判所で聖書に何か誓うっていうこと自体がなんか日本人の日本で育った私からするともうもはや不思議だもん。
It's weird that the religious aspects of the U.S. government were added later. They weren't there originally. The Pledge of Allegiance with the under God thing was added later. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Even though there's supposed to be separation of church and state and...
そうそう。それすごい不思議。
It's weird.
It is weird. Well, これ19日にね、学会で発表するか、その後どうなるか。
Freedom of religion, as long as you believe in God.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. It depends how you define God, too.
Yeah. I would like to say...
What do you think...
engineer.
What would the response be from a religious person to this claim? Would you have enough information? Do you know what I mean? It's hard when someone that's supposedly an expert, a scholar, a biblical scholar, comes out and says this. How can you respond to that as a religious individual that has...
わかんない。
That personally believes that they've experienced profound things, that they've communicated with God. Like, how can you reconcile that? You have to say, okay, I'm crazy?
だからよく、or like, what? よく聞くのは、だからもう、いや、すぐそうやって科学に頼って、みたいな。なんていうの?もう、God is something that...
Transcends science.
Yeah, transcends
science. Transcends reality. Maybe. So,
だからこんなものは意味ないみたいなアーギュメントはよく聞くよね。
As long as the definition of God is pretty flexible, I'm not opposed to it. Because I don't
know.
Me
neither. I'm not against religions. I'm not against God. I'm just agnostic. I know that we don't know shit.
You know that you don't know. You don't know if someone else knows.
Yeah.
But you assume that they don't know either.
Yeah, I just think that humans in general don't know shit.
That's probably true. Tutankhamun's brooch contains a yellow-brown scarab shaped by ancient Egyptian jewelers that scientists now say originated from a comet impact 28 million years ago. The magnificent specimen of the glass is like this... it's the scarab. So in this brooch, there's a scarab in there. What's a scarab? It's like a...
It's a bug.
Is it a bug? It's like a... It's one of those Egypt bugs.
Is it real? Do they actually exist?
I believe so.
Okay.
I've never seen one. Not many scarabs in Tokyo. But the silica glass was a clue that led Professor Jan Kramers to an even crazier discovery. He analyzed a small black diamond... A black pebble with diamonds on it, which was also discovered by an Egyptian geologist in the same area as the silica glass. And it turns out that pebble is the very first known specimen of a comet nucleus ever found and provides the first definite proof of a comet striking Earth millions of years ago. Meanwhile, like, space agencies have been spending billions of dollars trying to get this. Right?
Yeah.
So this comet entered Earth's atmosphere above Egypt 28 million years ago. And as it entered our atmosphere, it exploded and melted the sand in the Sahara Desert. Not all of it, but around a 6,000 square kilometer area of the sand in the Sahara Desert. Reached a temperature of 2,000 degrees Celsius, and this melted and became this yellow silica glass, which Tutankhamun's scarab is made out of. And the explosions from the comet also created a really high pressure situation that created these microscopic diamonds out of the carbon, which is dope, I guess. And this proved that the silica from the brooch, Tutankhamun's brooch, was actually created from that silica that was produced by the comet that struck Earth 28 million years ago. So they finally figured out what that mysterious yellow scarab was made out of. That it's made out of the silica from the comet. And they proved the comet by analyzing the pebble with the diamonds on it. So it's kind of a weird...
ね。Weird つながり。これ説明するの難しいんだけど、ツタンカーメンのブローチの、あのモチーフでスカラベっていうね、あの虫みたいなやつがあるんだけど、それに使われていた黄色い宝石が、シリカガラスでできてるのは分かってたんだけど、それがどっから来たものなのかずっと謎でした。で、サハラ砂漠、それと別に、サハラ砂漠の中に、あの砂漠の砂が溶けてシリカガラスになっているところと、その周りに圧力で極小のダイヤモンドができているところがあって、それもなんでそれがその砂漠にあるのかわからなかった。今回エジプトの地質学者がダイヤモンドがついている黒い小石を同じエリアで発見しました。で、この小石が地球で初めて発見された彗星のかけらであることが分かりました。で、そこからこの彗星が、まあ、2800年前に大気に突入して今エジプトがある場所で爆発したっていうことが分かって、それが砂漠の砂、サハラ砂漠の砂を溶かしてシリカガラスができたっていうのが分かって、あ、じゃあこのツタンカーメンのスカラベに使われていたシリカガラスもこの彗星によってできたものだったんだっていうのが分かったっていうびっくりニュースだよね、これ。
Yeah,
だから2つの大発見。
That's pretty baller. How much do you think that thing is worth?
分かんない。だって、そう、このツタンカーメンはね、この、まあ、何か多分分かんないで使ってたんだよね、きっと。まあ、分かってたか分かんないかは今はもはや分かんないんだけど、
well,
とにかく。
They knew it was, they knew it had special properties and they've never seen it before、
ね、
and it was extremely rare.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have ended up being the centerpiece of Tutankhamun's brooch.
だからこのツタンカーメンがブローチとして使ってたものが、今まで地球で発見されてなかった彗星のかけらだったっていう。
They have all these other materials that they make things out of. You know, the...They had gold, right? They had silver. They had, they probably, I think they had platinum.
この現代においても人間が NASA とかもこの彗星を調査したくてずっと探して手に入れたかったものが、をツタンカーメンがブローチとして飾りとして使ってたことがすごいよね。
Well, the thing that like NASA actually wanted、
mm.
was the actual comet nucleus, and that's the pebble.、
Mm.
The yellow brown silicate is the glass that was created by the impact of the comet. But of course, that would be the place to look for the comet material.
Yeah.
But they weren't necessarily looking for it. They just found it.
That's like a huge clue, right? That should have been a huge clue.
It means, well, that would have been some sort of extinction event, it seems like.
Right.
That also means that that could happen right now.
Yeah.
Like a comet could hit Earth. Maybe not right now because we don't see any.
Mm. Well, we don't know because
an unseen comet.
Shutdown.
Oh, the government shutdown. Yeah, right when we're having the government shutdown, we have a comet show up.
Armageddon 状態.
But that turned 6,000 kilometers, square kilometers, of the Sahara Desert into glass.
Mm.
Like, that's an insane impact.
Yeah.
6,000 square kilometers were turned into glass.
Yeah.
Who knows what happened to the rest of, you know, the surrounding area or whatever. It was probably destroyed. The atmosphere was probably messed up because of that. I don't know. It's a weird thing. But that's pretty baller to have the scarab made out of comet glass.
でもさ、この6000キロメートル圏内ってことは、このガラス自体はすごいいっぱいあったってことでしょ？あ、でも埋まっちゃってるから、It was rare and Tutankhamun's age too?
Oh yeah. Well, Tutankhamun was not that long ago, right?
そっか。それがたまたま、たまたま誰かが見つけたのかな？
That's like a few thousand years ago.
どういう流れだったんだろうね。
This is okay. So we're saying 28 million years ago, but when Tutankhamun was there, it was still 28 million years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. そうね。
Yeah.
That's true.
And that ended up as his.
だからどうやって見つけたの？
Do you think they knew it was created by a comet?
They probably didn't know.
They just knew that it was special.
だから誰かが拾って、何これすごいみたいな。でもさ、how did it end up at Tutankhamun の手元?
Someone
picked it up, the yellow stone. Someone picked it up and ちゃんと王様にあげたってこと? Without keeping it to himself.
I have no idea. Maybe they were.
どういう流れ?
You know, they were building pyramids and someone found stuff.
Confiscate されたかな?何その珍しい。
Oh, yeah. Well, if anyone finds anything cool,
もうジャイアンだね。
Tutankhamun will just take that shit.
Tutankhamun, ジャイアンじゃん。
He's just a bully.
He's 何そのいい いい綺麗な石よこせよみたいな。
Yeah, give me that
取られちゃった。
Well, but I think it's more off, you know, more probable that it was offered to him in exchange for treatment. You know?
まあそっちの方がまだいいね。
He got to eat grapes or something. He traded it for grapes, probably.
それかあれじゃない?ピラミッドとかさ、なんか建造物作るのをちょっと2日ぐらい休ませてくれるとか。
Oh, the pyramids are so crazy. Everything about Egypt is so crazy, and it keeps getting crazier.
ね、でも今回の発見は本当に面白かったね。
2.3 million stones in the pyramid. The Great Pyramid of Giza, 2.3 million stones are in that thing.
Who does that?
2.3 million stones, and the largest stones are 80,000 kilograms.
Who does that?
80,000 kilogram stone. And it was more than 800 kilometers away, which is like the distance from here to Seoul, Korea.
Yeah, so.
So they took an 80,000 kilo stone from Seoul, Korea, that far away.
Yeah.
And they brought that for the pyramid.
80,000 kilo.
And that's just one stone.
So, あのね、これ
out of 2.3 million.
本当にね、これ日本語のソースとかで見たことないから、今ここで声を大にして言いたいんだけど、本当にすごいんだよ。だってさ、今マイケルも言ったけど、この8万キロキログラムの石を日本から韓国までの距離を飛行機も何もなしで手で運んだってことになってんだよ今の教科書だと。
They had logs.
ピラミッド作ったって。There's no freaking way. Okay, I can't emphasize this enough. But だってね、この8万キロの石って今でも運べないんだよ。F-22 でも戦闘機使っても運べないんだよ。
Well, it probably, I think it weighs a lot more than an F-22.
なんかさ、
What weighs 80,000 kilos?
I don't know, but
I can't think of anything.
今の戦闘機でも運べないようなものを古代のエジプト人が手で日本から韓国の距離ぐらいを一個一個運んだっていうのが 受け入れられて教科書に載ってる意味がわからないんだけど。
It's weird.
Bullshit. あとあの丸太をコロコロ転がしてとかも、It's impossible. しかもそんなに大変だったのにやる意味ある？ There's no way. There must have been other ways.
I don't. Yeah, they say that they just made it with a bunch of. They recently revised the theory. They used to say that they used unskilled workers to build the pyramids. But they recently revised it and said that they had skilled workers, skilled laborers that were experts
in
this thing.
They just keep changing it. How many experts would you need to do this?
And it gets really interesting when you start thinking about the stuff. If you're familiar at all with like Graham Hancock or John Anthony West, they think... So that on the Sphinx, which is that cat thing with the human face... So first, there's a lot of problems with the Sphinx. First of all, the face doesn't make any sense because it's not proportional to the body.
Yeah.
So they think that it originally had a cat head.
Yeah.
And that one of the pharaohs actually demanded that they make the cat face look like his face. He's like, just put my face on the cat.
Yeah.
And there's also... So these guys say that the Sphinx is much older. And it's at least... 12,000 years old, or at least 14,000 years old, or however old. But there's also water erosion on the Sphinx, and it hasn't rained where the Sphinx is. It hasn't rained. We've looked at the geological record, and we know that it hasn't rained there for at least 12,000 years. So because it hasn't rained there, how did the water erosion get on the Sphinx?
So
they're saying that the Sphinx has to be at least 12,000 years old, plus thousands of years of water erosion in order to get that effect. The water erosion on the Sphinx. It's really it's an interesting problem.
これだけ日本語で言わせて、あの、今までこれ日本語で聞いたことない。I might be the first person to say this in Japanese.
Go for it.
スフィンクスってね、エジプトにあると思うんだけど、あれをその、あれは顔が、もともとは今の顔じゃなかったっていうふうに言われていて、もともとは本当に人間の顔じゃなくて猫だった。まあ体も猫だし。
Yeah.
でだけどファラオ国王のうちの一人が自分の顔に似せて後から削ったんじゃないかっていうふうに言われていて、あのしかもあれだよね、作ったと思っ作っあのこのファラオがスフィンクスを作ったって言われていたファラオが実際に書物みたいな中で自分がスフィンクスを発見したって言ってたんだよね。
Yeah, he says to uncover itHe implies that it was buried under sand.
そう、自分が作ったんじゃなくて、自分がスフィンクスをあの掘ってっていうか発見したっていうふうに言ってるの。ということはそのファラオの時代にはすでにスフィンクスがもうあったっていうことなんだよね。でさらに地質学者の最近の研究で、あの水のあのエロージョンってなんて言うんだっけ、その水による劣化の跡が見られて、あの浸食だ。水の浸食の跡がスフィンクスにあることが分かったんだけど、あの場所ってずっと雨が降ってないから、 How many years ago you said?
I think it's like 12,000, but that it hasn't rained. But it would have to be even older because it takes thousands of years of rainfall.
だいたい1万2000年は雨が降ってないって言われてて、だから雨が水で浸食できるわけないんだよね。ということは1万2000年前以上、1万2000年以上前にもうあったことになると、エジプト人が作れたわけないから、 Wow.
they also say that the craftsmanship of the face of the Sphinx is not on the same level as the Sphinx. Also throughout Egypt, all the oldest stuff is the best. And then the quality of the construction is worse over time. But normally we see the opposite, where they're building things and they get better at it, and so they build better things as time goes on.
そうなの。建物の高さもね、そのピラミッドの高さの建物ができてから次の高い建物ができるまでに間が空きすぎてる。
Well, yeah, the quality, but also the that great the pyramid was the tallest building for almost like 4,000 years after they built it. No one built anything bigger. No one on the entire planet ever built anything bigger for thousands and thousands of years.
だから、ピラミッド。
I don't know. It's weird. I want them to figure it out because I don't really understand it. A lot of people say that Graham Hancock is like a pseudoscientist, but the man that confirmed the water erosion is a legitimate geologist.
Yeah.
I think his name is Robert Schock. But there's a lot of questions that are unanswered about that.
だからあの私たちが若い時に見た教科書の中身の中でもあのどんどん研究が進んでいるものっていっぱいあってだから最新のを見てるとあの自分たちが若い時に学校で習ったことと全然違うことに今なってたりするから結構面白いよね、
You know they didn't even dig up the Sphinx until recently?
そうだからこのファラオが
they were, still, they were still digging it up in like the late 1800s, 1900s they were...
そうだからうちらが発見したってずっと思ってたんだけど実はその発見したって言ってるファラオが昔いたっていうね
Yeah, it's weird. It's like
it
a cycle
really
almost.
Weird.
Like maybe people in the future are going to be like, oh yeah, they built the Sphinx. I don't know. The weird thing is you can't really date it because it's made of rock. And there isn't really anything around it that they can date either. So that kind of creates a problem. And kind of mainstream Egyptologists were saying, oh, well, there's nothing else that's 12,000 years old. So that doesn't make any sense. Like how can there only be one thing that's that old?Well, recently they discovered a place called Göbekli Tepe, which is 14,000 years old. It's very old.
そうなの。だからそのスフィンクスとかエジプトのことを決めた時の常識と今の常識が違うから、今の常識に当てはめると結構いろんなことが変わってくるよね。
I think these mainstream people are just kind of stubborn with their ideas because people that have pretty much built their whole career on being an expert and they believe something. Well, if someone new comes along and finds new information or new technologies, discover new things, they're going to be resistant to that change because then they're no longer the leading expert.
でもさ、なんだろう、それは別に受け入れないといけないよね。なんでかって、その人たちが間違えてたわけじゃないじゃん。要は。その時の常識では、彼らがのゲスが一番真実に近かったと思うのは仕方ない。だけどそのいろんな世界中でいろんな発見があってそれを再度一番最新の情報をどんどん照らし合わせていくと実は間違ってたっていうのがあっても当たり前だからねそのだからそのメインストリームサイエンティストやメインストリームヒストリアンズや whoever 別に It's okay It's okay guys もうそんな必死にさ守らなくていいのにね自分の昔の
Well I think it's good for them to defend itas long as they're fair and they're objective.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if they really believe in it, then it's fine. But if they are doing it just because they feel like they have to, just for their mentu,
But there's people on the other side, too. There's people that present pseudoscience, trying to take credit away from established scientists by presenting new ideas that aren't necessarily true. And so that's what people are accusing Graham Hancock of.But the discovery of Göbekli Tepe, which is 12,000 years old, it does fall into, you know, Graham Hancock and John Anthony West.
Yeah.
It fits their model. It doesn't fit the standard model. Göbekli Tepe doesn't fit the understanding of human civilization that we were taught as kids. It doesn't fit at all.
文明が始まった年ってどんどん下がって、何後ろに下がってるじゃん今しかもものすごい単位で 1,2 年の話じゃないから
Yeah
It's crazy
Yeah, Göbekli Tepe is
It's so much fun
Bananas It's bananas I think that's about it, right?
はい今日は以上です楽しかったねというわけで今日は木曜日
そうよね。I don't even know. I'm so out of it.
やばい、うちら二人とも曜日感覚なさすぎ。あ、そう、木曜日です。
Yeah.
木曜日だった。っていうわけで、 今度の月曜日ね。
We should know when we're podcasting. What's wrong
with
this? Jesus Christ.
いや、月曜と木曜に大体やってるから、月曜か木曜かどっちかだな、みたいな。
結構離れて
る。次は、月曜日。多分3連休だよね、みんなは。Mm. 世の中の皆さん。月曜日だね、次うちら多分。
Yep.
Okay. So, それまで皆さん、元気で。
yeah.
終わり。
That.
じゃあね。
バイ。